The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
You're the swellest ship I ever saw. And I just want to tell you, I'm in love with you.
Oh, Jojo. You know all those sweet nothings, they mean nothing to me, not after you left me that time before.
Hey, that happened. I can't erase that.
You don't love me. You never did.
What can I do to make it up to you? I know I'm just a humble space architect. Do you want the moon, Bargy?
If you get me the moon, I'll let you enter my hatch.
All right, then. Initiating Space Lasso Protocol.
Oh, you darling boy, get in here! Get in here!
Bargy, you won't regret it!
Oh, I love you so
I love
much.
You, too! I love you!
Wow, one of the best endings in history.
You know, I always forget, Lacrain Lacrosse was so good.
And Bargy, you looked so young. Was that one of your first films?
It was my first film.
Wow.
It's interesting, though, that your voice, I guess I just expected your voice would sound different.
Why would Bargy's voice age like a Tellurian voice?
I don't know. I really just assumed, but Bargy, you look great. Your paint is so smooth. Your hull is very shiny. Man.
Oh, wow. What? You were really eyeing her hull in that one.
No, I was...
shiny.
Why would you describe my hull now?
I mean, it's like seeing some battle, like seeing some action.
All right, who thinks I should be offended?
Oh. I think all of our hands are raised.
No, but, but you literally have been in battles.
Yeah, I've been in many battles, but that doesn't affect my hull. I don't want
to...
Ambassador, imagine telling a Tellurian woman, hey, you look like you've seen a lot of battle. Do you think that would go over well, even if she had?
As a ship,
Plek,
I feel like...
answer his question.
Yeah, I would not do that.
Okay.
Also, I should just clarify, I said hull. H-U-L-L, not hole.
Oh.
Well,
it definitely sounded like hole.
I have a Rangus accent, so people always say I'm
hull
like...
and hull. Very close.
My hull is my hull, though. My hole is in my hall. Therefore, my hall is my hole.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ambassador Sugarcane, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Oh. Hey, Nermit. What's up?
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
So we got a mission, and...
Why is your face so swollen?
Let me look in the... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah, what happened?
I'm good. I just have, like, some deficiencies because there's a bit of a situation where I'm under performance review and you don't get rations during that time, so I'm... Yeah.
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, when was the last time you ate?
Oh, boy. Okay, so the day before yesterday was the 2 days ago, and the day then before that was three.
Nermit, they're withholding rations from you?
Yeah, they tell me it's normal. If you just during the process of review, it's supposed to be fast, but then the reviewers are on vacation, so I'm...
That seems, cruel. That seems cruel. Especially for someone your size, like, your metabolism is probably pretty fast, right? Like, you're... I found a
binder in my desk that was made of some kind of skin, and I ate that, so I'm good.
I think you're having an allergic reaction to it.
You can't just eat a binder.
Oh, you can. I found out you can. I did it.
Ugh.
Ate it.
Man, Dermot, I'm worried about you, buddy.
No.
You want us to send that bean?
I was gonna say I wanted to thank you for shipping it, but then the box was empty.
Oh, haha.
Oh, yeah. We didn't send it. We thought it would be funny as a goof.
Oh. It's probably better if I was just eating that bean. Anyway, I'm good. My hands are puffy, so I can't,
C-53, is he going to be all right?
I'm not 100% certain. Yeah. Would you like me to dispatch a medical team to his office?
You can dispatch.
From here?
Dispatching now.
No. You know how I take the...
Down on the ground.
Can I, medical can, dispatches are clips?
Down on the ground.
Can I end the video before they don't have
down
to
on the
see
ground.
This?
Sedate him on the ground.
Nermit?
Mommy.
Hello, crew?
Hi.
Hello. I've sedated your junior missions operations
manager. We watched you do it.
Yeah, we saw that.
It's pretty great. If there is a transmit button... If there's a transmit button on his console, you could just send whatever mission he was... Right, So, do I have to hold something when I hit transmit, or is it just transmit? Just transmit.
Okay,
I'm looking here, and there's a few
buttons
here. Is it a transmit on the button, or is it...
Hey, hold on, just what... Is he saying something?
He's saying dar.
Dar.
Nermit, finish that sentence.
Shoot him up again with the sedative.
Seems
like a lot for such a small creature. He's out.
I really thought I was going to learn something, but...
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so transmit. Just press the transmit button on the console, and it should deliver that information to us right away. Okay, I get your tone. I'm not A2574. You know, he's a real idiot.
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
We don't know who that is.
You've not met him before?
No.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I have an idea. I can conjure an image of what kind of an idiot he might be. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh. Is it a round button or is it a square button? Oh, okay. Is it the big red one? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to...
I think I'm inside that flap.
Hit him again. Get on the ground. Taser him, too. And, okay, big red button and transmit.
Great. Thanks.
Please take care.
All hail the Federated Alliance.
Yeah, sure.
All hail the Federated Alliance.
But take care, Nermit, for me.
Hey, Dar, I think your concern for Nermit is really sweet. Just want to say that.
It's not so much that I care for Nermit, it's just that I've never, you know, jucked someone of his species, and that would be a real coup to check that off the list.
Dar, listen.
The species is very fragile.
Incredibly. Could you imagine 19 inches of him and me?
They have hollow bones, though.
The risk to Nermit would be considerable in that situation.
You know, I think he died doing what he liked, though.
A bunch of papers just fell.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
We are receiving printouts of our mission.
Hello, does anyone copy? This is Rebel Pilot Hark Tardigast. I've ejected from my stasis pod, and only this badly torn parachute is keeping me aloft above the vast sea of lava below. As I descend to my fiery demise, my final consolation is that I will die wearing my favorite t-shirt. Sure, it features a ship from the fleet of the pathetic Federated Alliance, but I don't care because it's the Bargerian Jade, my favorite movie star of all time. Wait, what's this on the label? It says you too can possess this shirt by simply visiting mission6.space and clicking merch? Amazing! Ah, there goes a parachute cord! No! Well, if I have encouraged just one person to acquire a t-shirt this stylish, my life will not have been in vain. The heat! My boots are catching fire! As I am consumed by this alien inferno, I shall declare with my final words that this t-shirt makes the perfect X-Mars gift. Order now at mission6.space!
So, C-53, can you explain to me what we're supposed to be doing here?
Yes, we are making contact with the dominant species of Dojan.
Oh, and what is that?
Well, it is a sentient form of moss. You can see it growing here and here.
Huh.
Here. Here.
Okay.
And here.
Plectrums everywhere.
Yeah, I guess let's get started. Dar, you brought a koozie, or...?
Yes, I brought a koozie.
All right. People of Dojam. Moss is it like one moss, or...
Ambassador Sugarcane, if you read my report about Dojam, you would know that speaking to them will have no value if they cannot hear.
Oh.
They are moths.
Okay.
Does moths on Rangus 6 hear?
Not to my knowledge, but...
No, they can't.
Well, I guess, chalk it up to a wash, I guess?
If you had read my report, you would know that manipulating the moths with your hands in a soothing manner is how you win their trust.
Okay.
Allow me to demonstrate.
Oh, I think I'd be really good at that. Let me give it a shot.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
Yeah, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So just like this?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I was just pressing on the
moth.
Have
you never touched something else?
What? I was supposed to...
You need to caress.
Okay, let me try this again. So caress, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
listen,
no.
I feel like I'm making this moth uncomfortable.
Here, okay, just, what are you doing?
Yeah, just
let me guide
back it up.
Hand.
Back it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see how C is doing it?
Mm. Not too much pressure.
Okay.
Right. Let yourself be guided by the curves of the moss.
You know, when I was a kid, C-53, I always thought a robot would teach me how to love, but this is not how I pictured it.
Mm. Is there something I should be doing? To
No, I think we're good. Mm. If you guys got it, all figured out, then I guess let's... I'm sorry I didn't read your report, but what's the...
Should have expected it by now.
Yeah.
What should we be looking for here?
On Doja?
Yeah.
Well, you have a mattress aboard the Bargerian Jade, don't you?
I'm supposed to, but it hasn't arrived yet.
Hmm. Well, when you do, it will be full of Dojam moss.
Really?
That's correct.
So mattresses are filled with sentient moss?
No, of course not. They've long since deceased by the time they become mattresses.
Oh, I feel weird about that, I think.
Plek, does this mean you'll cancel your mattress order?
I have to have sleep. I have to sleep on. I can't get in non-sentient mattresses.
Well, Dojam mattresses are not only some of the most comfortable mattresses in the galaxy, but also the most affordable.
Really? So wait, C-53. There's no other intelligent life on the planet?
Well, if you had taken the time to read my report, actually, I seem to be getting a sensor reading. There is another life form.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Which one of you has been agitating the moss?
This guy.
No, I was just trying to caress it, but I don't know
You don't look very likable, but it is nice to see another Tellurian.
Yeah, hey, likewise. Where do you live here?
I'm just here for work.
Oh, yeah, us too. We're with the Federated Alliance.
That is correct. This is Ambassador Sugarcane.
My name is Plek. Plek Deck Center.
Ah, but on the streets here, real sweet.
Nah, I updated my personal file because I thought it would make me feel cool. But actually, now that someone I don't know is hearing it, it seems dumb.
Into it.
Yeah, okay, well, this is Dar.
Hello.
My name's Maganak.
Oh, Maganak.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing here on Dojam?
I work for the Federated, the regional banking system.
You work for the bank?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really fun, right?
Well, you know, it takes me from here to there, and it's not fun right now because this planet is in a heap of a financial crisis.
The
Dojam is in a financial crisis?
Look around. The economy's falling apart.
All I see is moss.
Well, scratch under the moss real quick.
Okay.
See that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Plek, you just scratch under the grass.
It's Plek, actually.
Plek?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Rangus 6.
Oh,
it's a farm player.
Yeah, yeah. Right. No, I know where it is.
Rangus, you been there?
Yeah, well, I'm from Rangus too, so I get...
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're pretty different.
Okay, well, no, it's cool to be neighbors.
I wouldn't say that we're neighbors. I mean, we're four planets apart.
Right. It's hot there, though, right?
Oh, it's hot and it's beautiful. The grass is as blue as the sky is orange.
Mwah. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it's really great. I never got to go. When I was a kid, when my family had enough money to travel, we'd just go to the other side of Rangus 6 to visit family.
Okay, yeah. We don't let you come.
That was the other part of it. That was the other part of it.
That would be the main stumbling block, because we have a very strict immigration policy.
Sure.
If anybody from Rangus 4 and above is not allowed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to meet one of you. It's
One of me?
Yeah, one of you. On Rangus 2, we do feel like you're a little bit sub-Tellurian.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you become a big ambassador with the Federation? Yeah. Do you have some sort of disease that they feel sorry for you?
Oh, yeah. What? No, it's nothing like that, actually. I enlisted, and they took me. Yeah. Huh. I got this cool security officer. This great droid follows me around.
Megadeck, you said Dojam has a financial crisis?
Dojam does have a financial crisis, because again, back to the moss.
Okay.
If you scratch underneath it, you can see
I'm scratching.
And just, you feel that? That's a croon.
Yeah.
Oh. If you dig deeper, you'll find more and more.
Wait, this planet is covered in croons?
It's covered in croon.
Wait, when you say croon...
Croon.
Yeah, croon.
I've been saying croons like it's plural.
Oh, you Rangus 6 idiot.
No, everybody says that.
Everybody on Rangus 6?
No, I'm pretty sure almost everyone says croons.
Oh, like, really? Your friends who are paid to work with you?
Okay.
We're paid in croon.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone who works with someone is paid to work with that other person. That's just what a coworker is.
But most coworkers would hang out outside of work.
Well, we hang out outside of work.
Yeah, and if I don't hang out with you, I'm just on my two mattresses hanging out alone in my room.
You have two mattresses on the ship?
Ooh, that's a lot of moss. Nice.
That must be extremely comfortable.
It is. I sleep like a dream.
Dar, are you sure that one of those mattresses is not mine?
Positive.
Is the other mattress mine?
They're both
okay,
mine.
I just had to check.
I sleep on both.
Give it a rest, Pluck. I don't think she's taking it.
It's Pluck.
Okay. All right, anyway, back to the croon.
Listen, I just feel like we need to agree to disagree about what the plural of croon is.
Okay, well, I disagree to agree because it's croon.
Okay.
Yeah, in my dictionary, croon is the preferred word, but croons is noted as an informal popular version.
Yeah, C-53, you're the expert on everything. You say croons.
To make you more comfortable.
Me, personally?
Yes.
C-53, are you programmed to cater to my ignorance?
Ambassador Sugarcane, have I not been performing up to
you
your
know what?
Standard?
You know what? Change the name back. Re-update the file. I just want to be Plek Dexter again.
Updating file?
Dar, how do you say croons? Am I an idiot? Don't answer that. Not generally.
Are you an idiot?
No, Dar, come on. I'm just saying...
Oh, boy, where do I begin? You've shot me. You've insulted nearly every person we visited on any planet.
Okay, listen, Dar, I have heard you say croons before.
Do you even know what croon are?
Yes, obviously I know what croon are.
I don't think you do.
Okay, it's a coin minted by the Federated Alliance out of a precious metal, and it can also be used in, you know, electronic chip cards that we transfer electronically or over it. What?
No, that's not at all what croon are.
Okay.
Croon is the alliance-wide standard of currency that we use. It's based on gold, but it can also be uploaded to a credit chip, so it gives dual use of either a hard currency or a soft currency that's then distributed from planet to planet depending on their economy and can then be used by those planets and those individuals to shave off and operate their own gold standard. So it's sort of a double decentralization system that keeps the economy afloat. So if I'm the central bank, I can make the croon that you have, like the one you have in your pocket, or you can become your own central bank and shave off the precious metal portion of your croon into what I guess you would call them bit croon. Your initial croon is the basis of that financial system. You're sort of the arbiter of the whole thing.
But doesn't the bit croon... Isn't that just pieces of croon?
Well, yeah. Or a lot of people call them croons.
That's what you call croons?
Yeah, croons.
You acted like what I was saying was insane.
We were talking about croon.
I don't... What is this? What is this coin that I am holding in my hand right now?
Wait. Let me see that croon.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, this is counterfeit.
This appears to be a Keck.
This is a Keck croon. You see on the back of the croon, there's the council?
Yep.
All seven of them?
Yep.
You notice anything different about this one?
Oh, yeah, one of them's a weaver. Yeah, I'd recognize one of those anywhere.
So we'll just toss that one out.
Okay. Listen, your job sounds really interesting. Congratulations.
Well, it is very interesting, but this is a very stressful situation right now because the problem with this planet is that the moss can't physically manipulate the croon, so the whole economy is completely out of whack.
How do the croons get here?
They're delivered by the regional representative of the central bank, who you are looking at right now.
You don't think the Alliance just takes the moss to make mattresses out of it, do you?
Yeah, we're not gonna just strip a planet of its moss.
So you harvest the moss?
I don't harvest the moss. The mattress companies harvest the moss.
Okay.
What would a banker be doing stealing mattress filling from a planet?
Man, this is... Listen, Maganak,
yeah.
I guess I still don't understand why this constitutes, like, a financial crisis. Like,
right.
Why can't the moss just keep the croon?
Well, why would they do that when they have much better opportunities?
Much better opportunities than...
On Dojam, they have much better opportunities.
How?
Well, take me, for instance.
Okay.
Okay, here you go. So give me two croon right now. Give me two of your own croon right now.
Okay.
Do it, Fleck.
Okay, thanks. So here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
So now that I have two of your croon, what you need to do is you need to go to two of your friends and ask them for two croon.
Uh-huh.
So then you have four croon, minus the two croon that you gave me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then you tell them to get two of their friends.
Okay.
And so on and so forth.
Uh-huh,
That's a very exciting business opportunity, and the growth just multiplies.
That sounds like a tetrahedron scheme to me.
A tetrahedron scheme?
Yeah.
Wow. No, it's a tetrahedron scheme is when four people ask four of their friends. That's what tetra comes from.
It's the same.
That's
what tetra comes from. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Words matter.
Ambassador Dexter, I would advise you not to get involved in Maganak's scheme.
I know that. That's very obvious.
I just don't see why this is so hard. I mean, you have two friends right here. You can ask for two croon.
No, I'm not going to.
I would never give him money.
I guess I'm just out two croons now.
Croon.
You know what? I'm having a great time here on this moss planet.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
No.
You know why? Because you've never lived.
Yeah.
You've never lived,
okay.
All right?
All right.
Do you even know how many croon I have? I've taken a croon bath on a space yacht.
That
doesn't sound particularly comfortable.
Yeah,
it was not comfortable, but I got some great photos from it.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Have you ever bought a space yacht just so you could crash your space yacht into it? Have you ever jet snorked over both space yachts while they both crash? Just dusted out of your damn mind?
No, I haven't.
Did you really jet snork over two yachts crashing into each other?
Yes, I jet snorked over two yachts
that
crashing
you
into
owned,
each other.
You owned
yes,
both, yeah.
Yes, I bought the second yacht so I could crash my first yacht into it.
Maganak, if I may, it seems somewhat wasteful to do with your croon.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? It's all wasteful.
Is this money that you earned through your job?
No.
What? Where did you get the money?
Where do you think? From the council. And I'm managing a lot of money from the council into my pockets.
How is that? I mean, that's illegal.
Because and I'm just the regional representative of the bank. If you think I'm wasting money, you should just see the council.
The Council of Seven.
Yeah, how much are we talking here?
Trillions. The whole system, from top to bottom. There's a mound of space yachts crashed right outside of Alliance headquarters.
It's funny because when I was growing up, I always thought it really was unfortunate that I, you know, a Rangus 6 normie, grew up poor, stuck on that farm planet. I couldn't visit any other Rangus planets. And, you know, all these people in the core worlds are just flying yachts into each other.
I took a bath in dust.
In dust?
In dust.
Hmm.
All right. And I was already high on dust when I did it. I didn't even do any of the dust in the dust bath.
See, now that sounds wasteful.
It's very wasteful. Which is why I'm here.
Wait, why are you here?
To take some of these croon.
Just take them from the moss?
Yes.
I thought you said you were regulating the local economy.
Yeah, I say a lot of things to a lot of people.
But see, Maganak, look, the croon on this planet belongs to this moss. I can't believe I'm saying that. But you can't take croon from a sentient plant.
Of course I can. That's consent.
No, I just think that's the noise they make.
No, that counts. This whole thing's a croon grab, baby. Come on, stuff your pockets. Take all you want.
Take all I want?
Take all the croon that you can fit. Oh, juck. Everybody
what?
Shut the juck up.
What?
Shut the juck up.
Is that a loan shark?
Shut the juck up.
A loan shark?
Wow.
Maganak. Maganak. I know you're here.
Yeah, Finniford.
Yeah, it's me, Finniford J. Ryan.
Yeah, I know your full name. We know each other. You don't have to say that
formally
every time.
Oh, we know each other. You owe me a lot of croon.
But here you go. I have some croon here. You can take it.
Is that decentralized croon?
You're the arbiter of that.
Okay, so if I take this, now I'm the central banker.
Yeah.
Right.
So now could I borrow some croon? Just shave off however much you think I deserve.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I just want you guys to know that, like, loan sharks are very aggressive, but very, very gullible.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. So he's tracked me down throughout most of the galaxy.
Right, he has a scent on you.
Yeah, he's either sort of a chum.
Well, loan sharks, if there's like one croon in a whole system, they can smell it.
And puts them into a frenzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, this is good. I got some shavings here.
Okay, so Finiford, we're good?
Yeah. Well, we're good, because what I'm going to do is give this to two of my friends, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll give the... Wait a minute.
And then they ask for... Okay, we have to go.
Wait, we've done this before.
Guys, we have to go. Come on.
Nobody scams Finiford J. Ryan twice.
Meganek, I think I'm going to leave you to this. I don't want to get involved
in any
kind of...
No, just hold. Just give me 1 second. Finiford?
Yes?
I owe you some croon, don't I?
That's right, Meganek. You owe me a lot of croon.
Okay, well, here you go. Take this croon.
Okay. Is this decentralized?
Well, it's you're the arbiter of that now.
All right, so I'm the central banker now?
Yeah.
I feel like we saw this happen.
Yeah.
So you just shave off whatever you need, and then we're square.
All right, let me go shave off some right now.
You need to take me with you, because this cycle will continue. I've been trapped on this planet doing the same thing with this loan shark.
Nick, why don't you just return to your own ship?
I sold my ship.
To who?
A dust dealer. How do you think I took a dust bath without having a ship's worth of value? Yeah.
So I'm going to take this and give it to two of my friends, and I'll give them to two of their friends, right?
Yep, that's right.
Hey.
Okay, we need to go. Take me on your ship.
Wait a minute.
I feel like you just got to stay here and figure this out with this
guy. Yeah, I feel like I can't get it.
Finiford.
Nobody scams Finiford J. Ryan.
Yeah, I know your full name. You don't have to say it all the time.
What?
All right, so I owe you some croon.
So Finiford. What? Who are you?
I'm Ambassador Plek Dexter. I work for the Federated Alliance.
Formerly known as Ambassador Sugarcane.
It's not normal.
Oh, Sugarcane, you like to give it up sweet, huh?
No, I don't. Stop. No. Listen, Finiford.
Finiford J. Ryan.
Can I ask you, how does your species ever collect a debt? How does your species...
I'm in this kind of suit that's filled with water.
No, I don't mean how can you survive outside of water. I just am wondering, like, how do you generally go about collecting a debt?
We pursue and pursue and pursue.
Yeah, see, there's... sharks famously never stop moving.
Yeah.
We gotta keep moving, baby.
But if you... how much does Meganek owe you?
He owes me a lot of croon.
All right. Hey, Finiford, how much croon do I owe you?
You owe me a lot of croon, Meganek.
All right, well, here's some croon. Are we square?
All right, wait, so is this decentralized?
Well, you're the arbiter of that, so, okay. You know, just...
All right, well, let me go and I'll scrape some of this croon off right now.
All right.
Where is he going every time?
he has to keep moving.
He should just be turning around. Just making a loop.
All right, this seems square.
All right, so we're good?
Seems like it.
All right, great.
Wait a minute. Meganek!
Guys, come on, I'm begging you. Take me with you. I need to get off this planet.
No, listen, we gotta go, Meganek.
No, come on.
You know what? Imagine that I'm Rangus 2 and you're Rangus 6. You don't get to get on my ship because you're not a good person.
No, come on, where are you going? No, come on. Please.
So long, Meganek.
I'll give you anything.
Good luck with... Anything?
Yeah, you want some croon?
Meganek!
We should go.
I guess I still don't really understand how croon works.
Oh, here, I'll show you. Watch out, because all of these chutes are evacuating.
Oh my, wow. Oh, how is that?
Now that is a lot of croon.
Woo! Ah, wow. Oh my.
That was
filled to the brim.
Dar, can I just ask how much of you is like empty space?
Empty space inside?
Yeah.
I would say half. 50%.
50%.
Whoa. Man, I think there is a little bit of something on those croon. I feel crazy right now.
Well, it's a well-known fact that all croon contains traces of dust.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Hey, time for your mail. Delivery time.
Oh.
Oh.
Dar, you got a letter.
From who?
How am I supposed to not open your mail? C-53, you got a couple of cords in the mail.
Oh, excellent.
Pink one, you got the giant package.
Oh, hey! It's from the Federated Alliance. Maybe my mattress has finally arrived.
That does appear to be a mattress box.
Yeah.
Great.
And, it's empty.
Ambassador Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Buntaloy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Oh, you're looking better.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm keeping liquids down. I finished my review, so I'm technically allowed to eat if I can physically pull it off. So,
well, congratulations.
Thanks. Did the swelling go down? I haven't,
Yeah, pretty, I mean, mostly.
What about my hands?
Oh, not those. So
all right.
Still,
yeah.
So,
cool. Do you remember anything that you were trying to say before you were, I don't know, shocked for the third or fourth time?
I remember eating part of a bulletin board. I don't remember saying anything. I ate a cloak.
A cloak?
Where did you find a cloak?
It was in the cloakroom.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the mattress box, by the way. Yeah. Why did you send me an empty mattress box?
Because you guys sent me the empty bean box.
Wow, Nermit. Good
prank back.
Thank you.
Ambassador Dexter, perhaps you can fashion the box into a sort of mattress.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
Hey, speaking of pranks, you guys want to see the blooper reel for ships into the ship?
Sure, yeah.
All right, it's the only thing remaining of the movie. They burned the rest of it.
There's only the blooper reel remains?
Yes, famously, the movie was very controversial. They were forced to burn all copies.
This sounds like a movie I'd watch during my private time on my pile of mattresses.
Pile of mattresses? Dar, how many mattresses do you have in your room?
I really have never bothered to count.
Anyway, here's a scene in which Laquay LaCrosse was incredibly drunk and aggressive.
Oh, wow.
Nermit, if you want to stay and watch,
can we keep the transmission going?
Yeah.
I'll make some Zin corn, see if I can hold that, keep down a solid.
Yeah, you can sit right next to me.
I'm obviously here on a different ship, and so that's...
I'll position the hologram right next to Nermit.
Yeah. And if you feel like you want to tell me anything during the movie, you know, feel free.
Anything.
Shh, it's starting.
Oh, the crane looks in very bad shape.
Wow.
I've never seen a ship like you at a high society party.
Are you wearing a shirt as pants?
He's vomiting while he's speaking.
You'll never... I'm a newspaper man and I always have been. For a ship, you can really put down a martini.
Pretty serious bloopers.
Oh, and this is the ad-lib
These are the bloopers?
The ad-lib this part.
Okay.
I can tell by the way your after thrusters wiggle out the room that you're a whore.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy.
That was just about me.
IT5 credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bend. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship was played by Mujan Zalfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Cloned Light Infantry Nomadic Troopers LaCrane LaCrosse and Finifer J. Ryan the Lone Shark were played by Winston Knoll. Maganak was played by special guest Josh Patton. Josh is a writer for Saturday Night Live and a performer with UCB Weekend Team Grandma's Ashes. He has also written for the Emmy Awards, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the ESPY Awards, Comedy Central Roasts, and various other TV things that hopefully made you laugh. Follow him on Twitter at the Josh Patton. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Six is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. Have you noticed a critical error in our canon? Send an email to crew at missiontozix.space.
All right, this seems square.
All right, so we're good?
Seems like it.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. I can't do this. We literally did that like 8 times. Yeah.